Well, good morning to everyone. We're going to be sharing this morning on true repentance. But before we get going on that, we have just about 5 minutes for some testimonies. Anybody want to share some things that God has done for them? Drew.
Yeah, quick. Prayer last week was answered. I got another week.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord. We ask. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Last Sunday will be the 16th. And then after church, Lisa will take me to the airport. I'm going to go to Atterbury. So that will be my last Sunday. So that's a quick testimony there. Thank you. That worked out perfect. But keep us in prayer. So that's like 14 days on the ground here. So I got a lot to do before I leave. But that I'll come to church that Sunday. I'll jump on a plane and fly to Atterbury for a week. Oh, yeah. That was just want to get that off first. And the last thing real quick is my Uncle Louie, which is 85, he's going to be passing away. He's in the hospice now. My dad's up there. My prayer was to be able to talk to him. Yesterday, I got a chance to talk to him. We shared the gospel together, and he gave his heart to the Lord. And it was really a blessing because we talked a little bit, and I shared with him. And my dad said he wished he had the cell phone on speaker, and he said he wished the whole everybody would have got to hear. But my parents were touched, and God moved. I accepted Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
And also, my mom was very instrumental. He hadn't seen his daughter in 19 years. And my prayer was somebody take action. I was going to take action. My mom, we nicknamed her the General. Yeah, she actually called her daughter in Georgia. And my dad said it was perfect timing. They brought him over to hospice. The doctor came in. Great setting. Doctor left. My dad was going to call me. I called them. And my mom called her. We don't know how much. He might recover. I mean, you know, obviously we don't know. But right now, his days are, you know, he's going to be with the Lord soon. So blessing was he accepted the Lord. Barbara, his daughter, he hadn't seen in 19 years, was going to a visit to, I guess, in the afternoon. I'll get a report on that. But it was beautiful, and it was definitely God. And then the last thing was a gentleman that I shared the gospel, a Navy SEAL, Dan
O'Shea.
I ran into him. It was God. He's going to Afghanistan too. He ran into him at the UPS store. He's shipping the stuff out. I witnessed to him in 07. And he's going to Afghanistan also. So it was great to see him. Got to pray with him. And he gave me a lot of information that I needed. We're going to exchange information. So I'll get to see him in Afghanistan. So it was a real blessed day yesterday. But the most important thing was my Uncle Louie giving his heart to the Lord.
Wow, isn't that something? What a great God. I love that. I love that. We call Drew our evangelist for a reason. Anyone else have a testimony?
Oh. You know when we were going home from the park and you asked, I wanted to just give her, you know, she asked God into her heart. I didn't know the scripture, but I was just talking to her what I knew, and she accepted God in her heart, so she got a ticket to heaven.
You know, we're going to talk about that. You got to get your ticket punched. The Lord showed me something the other day, and it was that it's not what you do that sends you to hell. It's what you don't do.
Amen.
Because if sin was the only requirement to go to hell, we'd all be there. But once you come to Jesus Christ, it's not a free ride, but you get washed in the only way that you can. The forgiveness of God is higher, greater, fuller than any of our forgiveness to each other. And it is the cleansing forgiveness, because nothing unclean can be in the presence of God. So it's not your good works and your bad works are all added up and some mathematician up in there decides whether you can go to heaven or not. What foolishness. Jesus was planted by God at a certain time in the history of mankind to give us that free gift of being washed clean so that when we die, you can be with him for eternity. But also, while you're here, you can have the indwelling of the Spirit of God, which will be the thing that leads you not to sin. You can actually walk on this planet without sinning. Not possible before Jesus Christ, but possible now for all of us after him who've accepted him. It's not a religious thing. It's not something you just do. It's you sincerely coming before the Lord and saying, yes, there is a mighty God. Jesus Christ is real. He died for my sins. He paid the ultimate price to God for my wrongdoing. And I am so grateful. Come into my life and my heart. What a marvelous God.
Yeah, well, last week I had the opportunity. I think my dad went to Miami to get his passport or whatever. And so I was home alone with the van and Nicole was at work. So I was like, God, what do I need to do today? And my friend called me. He's like, oh yeah, we're going to some high schools and we're gonna pray with some students there and just like tell them about Jesus. And I was like, you know what? Like at first my flesh said no, but my spirit said yes. So I went with my spirit and I was like, I'm gonna do it. You know, I don't care. I've never been to high school, I've been homeschooled, but I went there and I was actually used because I had a van and they didn't have enough vehicles. So if I would have not come, they wouldn't have had enough vehicles for the kids. Amen. So I knew it was God. So we went to East Bay, which is near Apollo Beach, and we just waited outside till the bell rang for the students to come out. And we blended right in. We went in there with our soul winning scripts and we were just telling them about Jesus and we were getting their name and number to follow up with them because you don't want to just leave them, you know, stranded. So the one of them I went up to, she was part of the swim team and she never heard the name Jesus and she never knew that you could just ask him into your heart. And she said, can you please speak to my swim team? I want them to know about this because I've never heard about this. Mm-hmm. And wow. I was like, where's your swim team? And she said, they're in the cafeteria, we're gonna go to another school. So I went to her swim team and I told them about Jesus and they accepted Christ in their heart. And I ran into this other girl who she was head of a Bible study in their school and she said, it's growing and growing. Mm-hmm. And I said, you need to reach even more. And she said, I know, thank you so much for coming up to me. It feels good to know that these students, she thought I was a student. She's like, it's good to know that these students are telling people about Jesus. And then this other girl I ran up to, I was talking to one of her friends and she said, I'm a Christian and I know this is so hard for you to just go up to someone. And she said, you encourage me to do the same thing.
Amen.
And just following up with them. We go to those schools every week without fail. Mm-hmm. And it was raining. It was pouring down raining when we were done. I had to run to the car because we didn't park in the school. So it was like half a mile down and it was pouring down. And I was like, thank you, Jesus. People got saved. And I was running to my car. And it was just such a blessing, these people getting saved. My other friend was able to go to the volleyball team and all of them accepted Christ in their hearts. And she got their information. Mm-hmm. All 20 of them. Mm-hmm. She never went up to a group before.
Yeah. You know, I think we find that as we go out, the young people are tired of this looseness. They're tired of being expected to have early sexual activities and drug use and alcohol use and the cursing and the swearing. It's just loose. They're flailing. Where am I? Their families have fallen apart. The dads are gone. Everything's a mess. No one loves them. No one holds them. They don't know who they are, where they're going. And to understand that there actually is a security in Jesus who will lead you and guide you even if you're in a mess. And he'll take you through that. But our young people realize that there's something going on more than just this discombobulated mess. There actually is structure. There actually are some rules here. There's some edges. There's some guidelines. Wow. Powerful, powerful. Shirley.
I just want to, you know, this is what the Lord is talking about. You know, we're praying for PDM regularly. And if you haven't been or you don't know how to pray, there's still some guidelines up there. They're just general guidelines to get you started. We're praying for Piercing the Darkness Ministries. But God is so faithful. I'm just so excited about this. And every time we get together as a group to pray, he shows us more. And I just wanted to share with you, like Wednesday night, there was a vision that he gave us where there was a closed book up on a shelf and they were all dirty and dusty. And they were shaken and taken down and opened up again. And then he showed us, this is like he's showing us what PDM is. There was a vision of a small airplane, of which we are one. We're a small boat or whatever you want to call us. But the vision was a small airplane. It had one prop, and the people on the ground were looking up and they could see under the wings there were rocket boosters. This thing was going along slowly, and then but there were rocket boosters under there. They weren't on, but they're ready to go when it's time for the boost. And there will be something burst forth from this. It's already bursting as far as I'm concerned, but that's my heart, I think. And then there were people on the ground saying, how did they get up there? There's myriads of people who never left the ground. You know, you don't get up just by one day wishing you were there. And so the Lord has been showing us every time we get together. Now, if you can come on Sundays, we pray at 9 to 9:30. We're praying for the ministry, and on Wednesday nights from 6:30 to 7:30 or 7:15, somewhere around there. And God is so faithful. He's just not abandoning us. He's got us on a path, and He is showing us the way. So continue your prayers and continue praising Him for, and just, you know, the testimonies. This is what He's wanting. He's got something for each one of us. And it don't try to look like somebody else, because He's got something special for you. But you got to call and ask Him, what is it, Lord? Where are you going to send me? I'm ready to go. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. You know, God is doing a powerful, powerful work. And Piercing the Darkness Ministries is a name of the work of God. Each one of us is Piercing the Darkness Ministries. It's you taking in the things that God is giving, not just sitting here and attending church. You're supposed to be learning something more about you and your relationship with God. Nothing to do with everybody else, because if this is straight here, you're going to be pure and wise and gentle and helpful and good across the board, horizontally. Vertically, all right with God. Horizontally, you're going to be fine with people. So powerful. And I just bless the Lord.